USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jurors will deliberate Tuesday in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, a day after the prosecution and defense offered opposite assessments of his actions last year during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. A misdemeanor weapons possession charge and a non-criminal curfew violation were dismissed by Judge Bruce Schroeder prior to deliberations. President Biden pressed Chinese President Xi on Beijing's human rights practices in an over three-hour call on Monday, while Xi Jinping warned that China would respond to provocation on Taiwan. Neither side talked about the coronavirus that has killed millions of people worldwide. Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership on the border crisis this week. This as Customs and Border Protection reported over 164,000 illegal immigrant encounters along the southern border in October. USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Christmas, Michael Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
As inflation continues to grow at record numbers, Washington, D.C. wants to continue spending your tax dollars.
President Biden is continuing to call on the House and Senate to approve his Build Back Better plan, which he argues will help the American economy. Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox and Friends he believes that this plan may actually get through the House because he doesn't trust the moderate Democrats.
Every single, you know, crazy leftist agenda idea that's gone to Congress, they voted for. They voted with a progressive. So I don't know if there's any moderate Democrats left. They may say they're moderate, but they don't vote moderate. They vote with a progressive wing. And so I'll be very surprised if this thing doesn't pass, at least through, you know, the House.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
During closing arguments in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial Monday, Assistant Prosecutor Thomas Binger broke the first rule of gun safety. He aimed a Smith & Wesson M&P-15 in the courtroom filled with people and his finger on the trigger. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Trump aide Steve Bannon turned himself in and appeared before a judge to face criminal contempt charges for defying a subpoena from Congress' January 6 committee.
Former President Donald Trump advisor Stephen Bannon surrendered to federal agents on charges of contempt of Congress. When he surrendered to federal law enforcement agents, Bannon was mobbed by members of the media as he surrendered to federal officials at an FBI field office in Washington, D.C. Bannon attorney David Schoen.
He didn't refuse to comply. He made quite clear that if a court ordered him to comply, he would do that. But he had an obligation to honor the privilege that was invoked. And in terms of prosecuting this criminally, it violates settled Department of Justice policy.
The arraignment for Bannon on contempt of Congress charges was postponed to November 18th. He was released on his own recognizance ahead of the next hearing.
Mr. Bannon,
by the way, not just Trump people and not just conservatives. Every progressive and every liberal in this country that likes freedom of speech and liberty, okay, should be fighting for this case. That's why I'm here today. For everybody, I'm never going to back down. They took on the wrong guy this time, okay?
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Researchers have located a temporary second moon floating around the Earth, measuring in at just 164 feet in diameter. Estimations indicate that after 300 years, it will break its orbit and journey out into space. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.